Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 11th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I am still nursing a cold, but you know what? It's E3 week, so you gotta talk about E3. We're basically a lot of E3. But we are still looking for our June patron. I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, so thank you so much for the support. But if you aren't a patron right now and you would like to become one, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. That's actually where you're probably listening to this right now. As I mentioned, Gamers In, E3. So I haven't played anything new this week. I've just been kind of watching. My game time has been devoted to watching the E3 stuff. And I watched all of Microsoft through a deal I struck with my wife. Because it was at 4 o'clock, which is when the kids are still awake. Basically, I had actually had a bunch of stuff going on, so I was home with the kids alone, and I just said, and she said, "Oh, what do you want to? Is there anything you need? Anything you want?" So I just want to be able to watch Microsoft's press conference. It's the only one taking place during the kids' awake time, and it's the only one I kind of want to watch. And you know, the Nintendo one was on my lunch break, so that was fine. But I watched Microsoft. I was impressed with what they were promising, and you know, not a lot of bombshell announcements, just more like service updates type stuff. I think they're holding back a lot for Scarlet, so I didn't anticipate anything crazy to drop, although it would have been nice if Fable had gotten a nod, but maybe next year. And then I watched Bethesda, which was a mistake. That was kind of boring, and it was all kind of downhill from there. You know, Square Enix was a lot of stuff that I'm not interested in, followed by, you know, the Avengers unveil. I didn't watch Ubisoft, although Watch Dogs Legion looks interesting. But yeah, Avengers, there's something about it. I just can't put my finger on it, but there's something about it that just doesn't feel quite right. And maybe it's because we've got that vision of what Avengers is with, you know, the MCU. And this is so different, but kind of similar, eerily similar. So I need to see gameplay. Like the gameplay they showed was kind of like looked a little scripted, and it's coming out in May. And this is Crystal Dynamics, so like they've shown vertical slices before, and the games turned out fine. But sometimes those vertical slices are very different from what you're actually playing. So I mean, this is coming out next May, so there's no E3. Before that, so we should know more about it soon. They're showing gameplay behind closed doors. I'm sure maybe at the Marvel event at D23 they'll have stuff, but honestly it there's something about it. I don't know what it is. I didn't feel it with Spider-Man, maybe because Spider-Man is just, it's a guy in a mask, so they kind of can do no wrong, but we'll see. We shall see. Maybe we're all Avengers out. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wrong. I don't know. I don't dislike it. I'm not over the moon, and I thought it would be. So, because I love Crystal Dynamics. I love Avengers. So, and then, you know, no Sony. Like, literally no Sony, which was kind of surprising. I thought maybe they would, you know, drop a state of play, but they're just no interest in being near E3 whatsoever, which is kind of weird. You know, but then, like, if they were going to have an off year in comparison to Microsoft and Nintendo, maybe this was for the best. But they got some big games that are supposed to be coming out, like Last of Us Part 2, you know, Death Stranding, all those fun games that should be out within the next year. And they felt they didn't need to show it. So we'll see what that means, I guess. But then Nintendo. So Nintendo's the big one. Obviously, it shouldn't surprise people that I really, really love Nintendo. And I thought their, as per usual, their press conferences, their directs, are very to the point. And I love that. It was 40 minutes that felt like it went very quickly. I'm sure if you watch Treehouse Live, that's where they really start to slow things down. I don't watch that. But the Nintendo Direct I thought was really strong. You know, had a lot of surprise. I mean, we're probably going to talk about Nintendo, I would think, the most, probably. The fact that they unveiled a sequel to Breath of the Wild is kind of crazy. Animal Crossing, delayed till March. Fire Emblem Three Houses, which we'll talk a bit about in a second. Just a lot of stuff. And honestly, Banjo in Smash Brothers is just perfect. It was you call this Smash Brothers Ultimate, like this is the definitive Smash Brothers game. Like, it was missing Banjo Kazooie. It's a Nintendo character. No way around it. Banjo and Kazooie are Nintendo characters. They belong on Nintendo platforms. Like, that was the biggest problem when Rare was sold to Microsoft, is that, and this, it's proven, Microsoft just doesn't know what to do with that character. And Nintendo would do wonders with it. So I hope this is a resurgence for that, those characters, but you never know. We'll see. I was actually hoping maybe Playtonic's new game would be essentially, they'd be given the keys back to Banjo Kazooie, and they could make, you know, Banjo Kazooie for Microsoft, but that wasn't the case. Okay, Summoner's Call. I mean, we'll talk a lot about E3 on Gamers Inn. It'll be solely E3, talking about what our favorite moments were, and kind of giving. We'll probably touch each press conference, but we're not going to go in depth. We're just going to talk about what really shined for us on Summoner's Call. We got a new trailer for Three Houses, so we'll talk about that. There are also new heroes that just got out of the game, but Three Houses. We'll probably be talking about Three Houses quite a bit. I think Three Houses is supposed to appear on Treehouse Live, so we'll probably I'll check that out for sure, and we'll talk about it on the show. But yeah, expect Three Houses, expect the new heroes, and whatever else comes across the game in the next couple days. All right, let's get out of here. Upcoming events. You know what? It's E3. Not a lot of big names. Really, anything that launched at E3 is coming out this week, so you can look forward to that. The only thing that came out to my mind, there was a lot of like out now, but it was a lot of like remastered collection stuff like that. But a new game is Cadence of Hyrule, Crypt of the Necrodancer, featuring The Legend of Zelda. That's out on June 13th, downloadable on the Switch. It's not new, we knew about it, but it's launching this week, so I thought that was worth highlighting. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Apologize to folks who have been trying to tune in live. We've just had some scheduling issues, and usually when we have a scheduling issue, we decide to record offline just for simplicity's sake. But it's looking likely we'll be fine to record on Thursday. So be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.